Halloween, this is Halloween, this is Halloween. Bonjour, motherfuckers! Bonjour, como estás? Bien, I hope. Hi, bam. And you say, god damn. This is a dope jam. I'm broad. Hey, I'm broader than Broadway. Come on now. Yes, I'm broad. Jiggle them out. I'm broad. Here we go. Said I'm broader than Broadway. And you are too. And diddling my sound and feels so good. Yeah. Your sauce will mix with ours and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Hello. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood Special Spooky Halloween Edition. Hello, my little witches. Hello, my little goblins, my little fairies, my little toads, my little bats, my little ghosts, my little whatever you identify as. Hi, everyone. Hi, you little cutie magooties and shooties. Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-footies. Hey, listen, you're looking at the beads. You might be looking at the tatas. How do you do? And, you're pulling a little more viewership when you have the tits out. It's so sad, ain't it? Because god damn, I know I'm a good funny gal. Listen, I know that I'm funny and I got plenty to talk about. But let me tell you something. The tits, well, they are a selling point. That's all. Thanks. Thanks for listening. And as my mom would say, oh god, Jesse, no. TNA, it's just all TNA. You're going to give in to the fucking TNA. And you know what TNA is? Tits and ass. Tits and ass. Tits and ass. That's right. You got a little jig for that. Because I'm a rebel. I don't care. My mom's dead. So what? I'll still scream tits and ass about her. To her? Her spirit. And speaking of spirits, did you notice the marigolds behind me? If you're watching video, if you're only listening to audio, you need to step it up and come see the videos because, you know, there's a titty shake, there's a marigold, but these marigolds, do you understand what the marigolds are? Well, yeah, I got them down in Brighton Beach, Coney Island is where I purchased them, but in Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, it's an offering for your ancestors. Well, it's a blessed offering. It's like a good, I'm really butchering the meaning of it, but it's a blessing to your ancestors. It's a tip of your hat. What has happened to your friend? Yeah, I ask you every week, and every week you say what? It's the same. Anyway, it, me, them, hi, hello, this lady. I wanted to give you a little hint about what my costume really is going to be tonight. Because, I mean, yes, I have the witch's hat on, but really this is more an accessory that I wear on the regular. Which, so Halloween schmalloween, you know what I'm saying, loves? And the beads, I didn't have to show my titties for these beads. Like a full titty, like a nipples and all. Do you know, in New Orleans, if you've ever been to New Orleans, spooky New Orleans, that's why it's part of the show today. It's so fucking haunted in New Orleans. And they're, they do dances for the dead all the time. There's a lot of honoring the dead. There's a lot of ritual stuff down there. It's a very old city. There are so many different cultures that have gone there and placed their roots there, and there's so much magical and beautiful but also quite spooky things. Now what I'm about to tell you ain't so spooky. It's just that you show your titties and you get some beads. I mean, that could be spooky if you were a Mormon. Oh, God, no! But if you're walking down the Bourbon Street in New Orleans and some boys or gals up on a balcony see ya and they want to see your titties, they'll probably just scream out the color of your shirt. Gray shirt, gray shirt, they would say to me. And then if I flashed my titties at them, I'd get a handful of these very cheap probably 75 to 100 for $2 beads. Why? I don't know. Why is it so? Anyway, but you know what? I've told this before, but I love telling it because, again, New Orleans, we stayed. My best friend used to have her aunt had an apartment in New Orleans right off the quarter. And we stayed across from this bar. And the guy outside the bar who was trying to bark people to come into the bar would say his shtick was cold beer, hot pussy. Hey. All right. Cold beer, hot pussy. Yeah. I mean, that would pull anybody in. So the beads are just an accessory today. Wanted to tell the story of the titties in New Orleans. The witch hat, obviously, I only wear it like for fun around as a hat. I wear it as a hat. And when I wear it in this neighborhood, let me tell you how excited the Russians. You can't get Russians excited. Have you ever tried to get Russians excited? You can't. I found out a way. Wear this hat and walk around the neighborhood like it's just another day in your life. I am Baba Yaga. Baba Yaga, she is a witch with chicken legs. I didn't have my legs out when I was wearing the hat around the neighborhood that day, but boy, I was getting laughs. I was getting smiles, waves. People were honking from their car. Baba Yaga! I mean, they didn't scream that out, but I knew that's who they meant because they were very cheerful. And then I came back and looked up. You know, you can Google it now. I Googled the old Russian fairy tale. What the fuck is this doing? Who the fuck was a Russian fairy tale? Baba Yaga, chicken leg, witch, horrifying lady. Anyway, here's your hint. Ready? Here's your hint to the real costume for tonight. You see that? That's right. I found that, and this is your hint. This is one of the hints for tonight's costume. So please write to me if you think you know what I'm gonna be. My favorite costume ever of all time for my own self was I wore my hair in curlers, cold cream on my face, pajamas, a robe, slippers. And when people asked me what I was, I told them, your mama. Down, bam, take a punk downtown. Did the mash, the monster mash. You know what I mean? Like, come on. That's a good one. Your mama. Kind of shit is that? Also, New York City, New York City has a parade every year, the New York City Halloween Parade. Really? Is that what it's called, Jessica? And one year I went with my ex-boyfriend, Charlie, white gentleman, and I have to preface it by saying that because we were Fox News zombies and really good. If you ever hear sirens in the background, just know it's Brooklyn, okay? That's all you gotta know, all right? Oh my God, I'm running out of batteries. Anyway, the sirens, you know, Halloween is a spooky day and and people get fucking crazy. So welcome to Brooklyn. And if you're hearing a lot of sirens behind me, note, not an edited show, not a soundproof room. And I'd say, how do you do to the ancestors with the marigolds? Get your hat out of the way. Get your finger out of your nose. Get that cat out of here. Do you get all those references? Get that cat out of here, man with two brains. Another spooky Halloween reference. And get your finger out of your nose. Seinfeld, my acting teacher, played a psychic, pregnant, smoking. Elaine was mad at her, but she was smoking, she's pregnant. But she had a little kid, she told her, get your finger out of your nose. Those are the references. Can you guess what I'm gonna be? Anyway, so we went as Fox News zombies to the Halloween parade this one year. And it was a long time. I want to say it was probably 2011 or 2012, somewhere in there. And we were just fully zombied out. Blood and, you know, stitches and the suits. I had a lady suit. He had a man suit. Were ripped and shredded and we, you know, bloodied and the whole thing. But the Fox News, we had big microphones that we had made with the Fox News, you know, logos on the mics and then a Fox News laminates on us. And I'm just telling you all all of these details because when we went to the parade, there were more than three people who screamed at us as if we were real Fox News correspondents in the New York City Halloween parade. You motherfuckers! You lying sacks of shit! You fucking tell the truth every once in a while. Get your facts straight, you fucking assholes. Like, we're getting heckled and yelled at the parade. I mean, it's, for me, I don't mind getting yelled at the parade. You're going to probably get yelled at the parade because there are people lined up on either side watching said parade, and they always have something to say. Okay, same boyfriend. We dressed up one year. He was a hammer. I was a nail. And we walked through that parade in New York City, and how many people screamed out, "You're gonna get nailed tonight! Oh, you're gonna hammer her! What? Boom! How about they're gonna get some fucking work done tonight?" Like, it was like everyone was Andrew Dice Clay, you know? And if you don't get that reference, please look it up. Oh! And one also same boyfriend, we were together for quite some time. We were catstronauts. Yes, astronaut cats. Catstronauts. They were fantastically done, I have to say. We used to pair up with another couple called Maureen and Paul, and they did, their costumes were unbelievable. They were artists, So, you know, it's going to be, if you can hook up with an artist when you're doing Halloween shit, it's a fucking great time. We did the F train one time, the F train from the 80s, New York City. And so all of us were different subway cars, and we all had our friend Paul do all of our names in bubble letters on the sides of the boxes, because we all had wardrobe boxes painted as subway cars, and he did the side of our cars, had our names bubble letter. We were all in a row together. We had like suspenders, I think, holding the boxes up around us, and we were all dressed like 80s Kangols and fucking tracksuits and Adidas. Like, we all had it in our wardrobe anyway, because, you know, we're hip fucking kids, all right? We're fucking hip peoples. But here's the best part of being the F train from the 80s New York City. You ready? This was the best part of the fucking costume. We carried around pens, and kids could come up and hit up on our fucking car, on the train car. Like, they could, you know, tag us. Graffiti, you know. Fuck them. Do your tag, kid. What's your tag? Fucking do it. Yeah. So all these kids, at one point, I was surrounded by like a dozen fucking kids. And they're like, "Yo, this shit is the bomb. Yo, check this shit out. Yo, fucking tag it up. Hey, ow, ow." Like, everyone was having so much fun. And my box was like, because, you know, everybody's fucking hitting them up on either side. They're all got their pen. And a lot of the kids came with their own pens. And let me tell you, you know, you're walking through the Halloween parade, people can come at you from any side. It's not like you're protected by like barriers or some shit like that. I mean, they try to do it up 6th Avenue and have like, here's the people watching and here's the people marching. But I gotta say, it gets blurry once in a while. I mean, sometimes I get resentful because I'm like, who's this bitch in her underpants coming through on the parade route with us? Bitch, get a fucking creative idea. And if you're gonna wear your underpants, do some, you know, say something, make it creative. Like I always say to you all, if you're gonna send me a dick pic, make it creative. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't just want to see if, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. But one time, this gentleman, he had sent me a dick pic. And let me tell you about it. And it was very Halloween themed. You know how they do the coronas for Cinco de Mayo, that fake fucking American holiday? So anyway, they have the coronas, they put a little sombrero hat on it and a little poncho on it, and then they da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right, for the fucking holiday. Stupid. But this gentleman procured a said sombrero and poncho and put it upon his member. Yes, he had it on his, I mean, you know, That's what I'm talking about, people. Put a little thought into it. Put a little creativity into it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, that F Train shit was insane. Another one that was great because all the children were talking to us was what's the kid with the Ralph? What the fuck is the kid? Where the Wild Things Are? You know Where the Wild Things Are, and the big monster who I didn't even know her name was Carol. Okay. Carol the monster and the little boy, Peter? I can't remember. Peter and the wolf. Gary? I don't know. Anyway, the kid, you know, the little boy with the little crown on, and he goes out and he makes friends with these Where the Wild Things Are monsters. But is it nightmare? Is it real? Motherfucker, we were raised with like such, who wrote this shit? Everyone was on a lot of acid. God bless them, huh? I might be on some tonight. Anyway, I was the little kid and the boyfriend was Carol. And the kids we were up at the parade route and the kids were saying, "Hello, Carol. Hello." The fuck was his name? The kid's name? I can't remember that. Anyways, then one time we went as murder suicide honeymoon. Oh shit. That one scared an entire subway train of black folks on the A line. Okay, because here's what had happened was we looked so crazy. First of all, yes, you should be scared of white people anyway. We all know that. I do the best I can to be the best, you know, that I can. I mean, I'm a Jew, but nobody knows. You try to be, anyway, just be a good fucking human being. You know, there's terrible human beings on all, everywhere, but just try to be a nice human. You know what I mean? Some people get it a little harder than others, and we know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so. We were dressed bloody, scary. I was holding a head. There was human hair on this head, I think. It was really realistic. A head with, you know, with the neck, guts coming out, and I'm holding the head, and I'm white, because I'm dead also, and I got bloods, and then the long wig, like, scraggly, and the wedding dress. Ooh, when there's a wedding gown involved with all the blood all over it, God damn! It's extra scary for some reason because we're given this bullshit fairy tale. Like, I'm not into that bullshit fairy tale marriage bullshit. I mean, God, if you're married and you have love, I love love. But for me, I don't think I even need a piece of paper. Like, I love you, we love you, we love you. Look at Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, fuck sakes. Anyway, so if you don't know who that is. So we're dressed bloody wedding. He's in the bloody groom's outfit. He's headless. He's got the neck coming off of his collar, you know, done some real nasty guts and blood up there, and juicy, you know, those weird scar things you can get. Anyway, we built some guts. And then we get on the train, and oh my God, the whole train, it was full. Everyone went like, huh. Like, there was an audible, and then you saw people move their bodies physically away from these fucking kill, who the goddamn, and so, it was, oh my God. So for the new folks that have joined the show, what will I be this evening? Anyway, so, listen. If you get off at Stillwell Avenue in Coney Island after midnight, it's the scariest night you've ever had in your fucking life. So don't talk to me about being scared. Also, one year, I had convinced my girlfriends here that there was a festival going on in Coney Island and that we should walk down there and see the fest and go. You hear these? Okay, I have to say something really fast. These sirens that you're going to hear right now, it's for the children. And I hate that they do this to the fucking kids. I hate that I lived next to Lincoln High School. A lot of great ball players, by the way, have come out of Lincoln. But I just have to say, I hate that they do this to the children. First of all, do you know that they don't have you know, music or art or phys ed anymore, PE. They don't have fucking PE anymore. So everyone's going to class to class to class. And then they come outside and the fucking police are outside. Whoop, whoop. Get to the bus. Get to the car. Like, shut the fuck. Stop fucking making these babies feel like goddamn criminals. They're fucking 14, 15 years old. And they can't get away from the police just harassing them at all times and then being locked into this fucking school all day with no creativity, no running around. I'm sorry, but that is going to make kids mad. And that's true. They're mad. And I see them and they go outside and everybody's going to fight. Rah! Like we would fight at the flagpole or the park across the street or whatever, whatever. These kids, all you got are apartment buildings all over the place. So goddamn, they fucking run around. Rah! My roommate saw a fight the other day, kid fight. And you can't do anything about a kid fight. You yell at them, stop it. But you can't put your hands on a child. You can't fuck with a child. So, oh my goodness. So, you know, I just had to say that because I feel for these babies. All they want to do is go to high school and try to grow up and be fucking human beings in this goddamn society that we call society. This is fucked up. And we treat them like little monsters and we put the police outside their fucking high school. Like, ugh. And you know what? Kids are going to act crazier if you put a fucking cop out there. Trust, I was one of those kids. Anyway, back to the show. Welcome and happy Halloween. I had a really hard time at, I left there for a second. It was just my hat. Look at how scary I'm wearing sweatpants. Whoa! I think I have to say it is very frightening outside. Everyone wears sweats now. Matching sweats, and they're not the cute kind that have maybe a pattern on them or even a juicy on the ass. You know what these are? These are plain sweats in the colors of like drabness. And everyone wears Crocs or those puffy ball slip-ins, and it looks like everyone escaped from a mental institution. Is fashion, but make it mental institution. Because they won't give you laces if you're in jail or a mental hospital because you will kill yourself with them. So you have to have a slip-on, like a Croc or a bubble slip-on. Yeah. And you can't have a tie-up waistband on your sweatpants because you'll kill yourself with it because we're all insane. And you all look like the fashion has gone to the mental institution and just everybody's wearing sweats that match in a muted color, no pattern, and no laces on their shoes. I'm worried about society is what I'm saying. I'm sorry, but fashion is a reflection of what we're up to. What the fuck are we up to? Don't order another Grubhub and watch another fucking movie at your house. You have to, oh my goodness, I'm running out of juice. Hi everybody, happy Halloween. Oh, I love seeing you. I love seeing it. So yeah, and you know what? They were right on Seinfeld. Sweatpants, what, is everybody giving up? Remember when that girl comes in and says, look at what, it's like, what, have you given up on life? And then George gets all pissed off because he wears sweatpants. But guess what? What the fuck is the matter with everybody? Oh, we have such conveniences that are, okay, this is when I get crazy and rant a little bit, but really, I'm not crazy. We think we have all these conveniences. It's so much faster and I'll get a delivery and I'll have this. So if everybody has all this time on their hands, what the fuck are they doing? Why aren't they getting dressed in a cute outfit? I don't care about comfort schmumford. I'm comfortable every day in everything I wear. And you know what? I try to keep it cute. I see you out there. Y'all keep it cute. I see you. Look at my people out there. I see you. I feel you. I hear you. I love you. And I got to look at my goddamn notes right now because, oh, fuck. Speaking of fashion, hold the phone. Hold the goddamn phone. I'm about to run out of juice on both my computer and my phone. Anyway, hold the phone. What the fuck is the vest and the long sleeve underneath? What the fuck is that? Look, you know how I know what that is? That to me is like Maine, the state of Maine. Well, God bless you, Maine. I know you had a big shooting, but who fucking didn't? Get the guns out of here. Maine women of a certain age, where they let their hair grow out the natural gray. Hear me out. They got the puffy vest. Shh. And they got the long sleeve fucking shirt underneath. What the fuck, ladies? Why? Why is that a goddamn trend? Again, I'm looking at it and I'm going, I don't get it. Aren't your arms cold? Aren't your titties hot? What the fuck's going on? Aren't you confusing your body right there? Also, why? Ew. And too many layers. What's going on? You want a layer? Just put a sweater on under your jacket. What the fuck's going on with that look? And why has it penetrated? Yes, I use that word. Take the D. Why hasn't it penetrated the younger women? And I think now it is. It's becoming like a trend for younger women. And I'm like, don't do it, ladies. Don't fucking fall into those vests. Those L.L. Bean fucking, oh my God, ends, lands, end. I don't know who the fuck with the, oh Lord have mercy. Yeah, Columbia, Patagonia, bitches. Listen. I'll rant about a fucking fashion thing. I hate a Lululemon, and I'll say, who said it? Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle? One of my favorite black comedians. Racist. Said, Lululemon says that they're inclusive, yet they sell $100 leggings. Not inclusive. Do you know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean. Who will I be? Oh, God. I hate that look. I just have to say that again. That was one of the things I had written down on my notes. Don't get crazy. Listen, it's too late for that. I got my cans crushed. Did you guys, if you're a 40 or plus gal, and even younger now, because they're saying you have to be careful because our cans are so, you know, I mean, they're so, we have to really, let's care for ourselves in all ways. You go get your cooch, you know, scooped. I don't know how you would call it. Get it smeared. Don't put any cream cheese down there. Get your cans crushed. You know, so I went and got my cans crushed. And yeah, this is might be a PSA. I don't mind. I like informing people and making them know it's not. It doesn't hurt. Everyone makes it seem like it's like the worst fucking thing in the world. I don't know. Maybe my cans are, you know, extra hefty and you can mess with them. No, I don't know. Anyhow, I got my cans crushed, and if you don't know, they put a little sticker, or I'll tell you for the young gals in case you get in there and you don't, and you're like, what the fuck's going on? They put little stickers on your nipples or any moles that you might have so that they can detect it in the machine, in the x-ray, you know, so they know that that's what that is. And it's not some big fucking, like, what the fuck is that? But the covers that the stickers that they put on your nipples, so cute. You guys, stop it. Mine had like strawberries on them. I swear they were so cute. And they have like a little, it's almost like a little cake, you know, like a little sprinkle, like a silver little dot that you can eat, like an edible, like a little pearl, like a shiny pearl, but it's on your nipple. And then around it is little strawberry tape. And it's so cute. And so I got the cans crushed. And then I said, thank you very much. And everybody was so nice. And they're usually very nice in those kinds of situations. Cause you know, they're manipulating your breast into a vice. And, I love my little stickers, and so I left mine on for the whole day. I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to put on a bra because it looked like my nipples were hard the whole day. Listen, I was raised in a time, the 1900s was quite a different time than now when I was raised. It was good to have, it was a great look to have a hard nip under the, hello, before the fake titties, it was good to have a hard nip under the sweater. What have I become? I failed my son. My son. What else? The fall of the House of Usher. Fuck, I keep forgetting to talk about it. This is the last thing I'm going to talk about because it's almost over. But listen, if you haven't watched I'll preface it with this because you guys, you got to give like a trigger warning or whatever. If you don't like horror or blood, you know, kind of stuff, even though it's way more psychological than it is like horror, bloody horror, bloody horror. The Fall of the House of Usher, based on the Edgar Allan Poe poetry. It's so fucking good. It's so good. It's so good. It's the writing is good. The acting is blowing, mind blowing. The main chick, oh boy, it's such a zing zang, zuma zama zam, boop bow. You know what I mean? It really grabs you by the woo woo, and you just go, and it's like a, you know. And so there are 8 episodes, and it's, I'm not gonna tell you where it's on the, it rhymes with fact. Pickup Sticks, it rhymes with a little bit, is the channel it's on. And oh Jesus, it's so good. Yes, you know how good. Yes, Miss B, you know how good it is. It's so fantastic. I really, really, really recommend it. So, Fall of the House of Usher. Yes. And and I'll just tell you this. I just want to toot my own little, because we do, we should talk about our accomplishments and not so much our failures. Let's think of things that are great and not things that are bad. Our energy, our thoughts and our energy are working for us all the time. So if we're thinking bad things about our own self, bad things are going to serve. So if you're thinking good things, like good things, good things. So change your perspective, change your vibe, change your attitude towards stuff. It's very hard when you're in it. I know it's so hard because I've been in it a million times and I'm like, fuck this. You know what I mean? So things that help that are doing your passion, chi work. You know what I mean? Carry water, chop wood, carry water, which for me means like do the dishes, do my laundry, fucking take a walk, go try to get into nature. You know, I live by the beach, you know, marigolds, bitch. And so also I'm in class again. So I'm in acting class again. And I got to say, it's a very challenging situation. But here's what I've found out. If you fucking pay attention and you take notes, hey, baby boy, and you take notes and you do like do your fucking work and you write your shit out and you know, the only thing I was a little fucked up on was my lines. But we did a scene from Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And if you haven't seen that shit, it's a movie, but it was a play before, but Mike Nichols directed Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton in the movie, and god damn, you want to talk about a horror movie. There's no blood or gore, but it is fucking frightening, because it is a fucking look into the most, dysfunctional, dramatic, drunk, all those D words. Of like, oh my God, horrifying relationship. And so I got to play Martha, Elizabeth Taylor, and my partner was George. His name is Nick. Anyway, we played it and I was wearing a dress. And what's interesting is my scene partner said to me, oh my God, I don't even recognize you. You're in a dress. And I realized, I guess I never really wear a dress. I mean, I don't wear sweatpants. These are my go to the grocery store sweatpants. Whatever. They're still really cute though. Look at how fucking cute those are. Shut up. Yeah. 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 You got a little belly there too. What? Bitch, shut up. Anyway, I was supposed to stop 3 minutes ago. We did our scene last night. I ended up surprising him by picking up an empty Maker's Mark bottle off of the table that we were using as our, you know, set. And I came at him with the bottle, and he protected himself. And then I slipped and fell on my tush, and my bottle went back, but it didn't break. The bottle didn't break, but man, crash, bam, into down, and everyone, you know, and I wasn't hurt at all. And we just kept doing the scene. Obviously, we didn't stop or anything. It was just, and I started laughing when I was down there, and I really used it, and it was really amazing. Hey! And it was really amazing, and it felt so fantastic. And afterwards, everyone was like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. And the teacher got up, and this is a teacher. Oh, she's so the best. She said to the class, she goes, you know, because she's known me since I'm 15 years old. She knew me when I was hanging out with gang members. She's like, you know, if anyone could have taken a fall like that, it's Jessica. And I was like, you know what? She's right. And on that note, I'll leave you with this. What will I be tonight as my costume? Well, I'll let you know. I'll take photos and I'll definitely let you know. But I will say, I'll give you a hint. It was inspired by my life in Albuquerque and also one of the biggest movies of the year. That's a huge hint right there, my loves. Okay, I'm about to run out of juice. That's what he said. All right, I love you so much for listening and watching. And please share the show. It's a free show. Wouldn't you love your friends to have fun as well and to giggle and have a great time and say, oh my, this and ha ha ha, that. Please don't lick a pussy or suck a dick you don't like. Don't do things you don't like. Please do things you love to do. And I'm also proud of you. I'm proud of all of you out there. I love you so much. Please just be kind to yourself. It'll help you be kind to others. But first and foremost, you. Take the time out for you. It's okay to have you time. It's not selfish. It's not selfish at all. Remember, your thoughts and your energy controls what comes to you. So make sure you're just checking in. It's a practice. Nobody fucking knows really how to do anything. But you can practice and we could go, ooh, look at that. I was practicing and it actually worked. Amazing. So share the show. Tag me on the Get Wack, Get Wood on the Instagrams. And I love you so much for listening and so lovely to see you. And please have a very safe Halloween and a beautiful Day of the Dead, marigolds. And my love to all of your ancestors and elders and all that keep you well. Blessed be. Love you guys so much. Mwah! Spiders and bat wings and coochies and weird things. That's what good wood is all about. Love you. Bye!